Okay, this is per class and little Zmava Velova. Continuing halacha has nothing to do with ribbis, treasury interest. Halacha Aleph, Asul Harbos Ala Mecher. So it's prohibited to go ahead and what do you call it, increase, so to speak, the price that you're going to either sell or buy merchandise for in return for pushing off any type of payment. So, Ketzad, what does this mean? Hamokal. Let's say a person sold real estate or movable items to someone else. Rav Meloni says to him, "In ma'achshav titan li adamim harim shochav me'ah. If you give me the money now, you get it for 100 bucks. V'im'atz man ploni. But if you do it later, harim shochav esrim me'ah. Then you have to pay 120. Hareza avak ribbis. This is the rabbinical interest. Shezed damak mishinot esrim b'shvil shnasam l'me'ah. Yishtamash b'atz man ploni. Because what's it like? It's like he's taking 20 bucks in return for giving him 100 to use until that time that he specified." Because she told new bidin, right? So what do you call it? If the seller takes the purchaser to court, he only has to pay him that of the value of the object at the time of the sale. Oh, yachsum, or he has to, what do you call it? If the thing that he purchased is still in good condition, he has to return it. So too, if he sold him if he said to him, listen, what do you call it? I'm going to go ahead and sell movable things for 100 bucks. How you shove him b'shuk. What it called with the stipulation again in this case that the payment is not made until later on. What it called, but it turns out it's only worth $90 in the regular marketplace. Also, that's prohibited. Ben knows on the electrician. He only has to give him 90 o max from Yados or he returns the item that if it's still intact. Let's say a person purchases something for its normal value. On condition that he may push off payment for 12 months. Then I raise a Rosh Hashanah, it's okay to tell him, miyad, right? He says, pay me the small amount now. In this case, we're actually not worried about interest. Halacha Gemo, excuse me. Shiyan, let's say you have a, what do you call a barrel of wine that's worth 100 bucks or a dollar, whatever. B'shnayim, what do you call it? You can sell them one that's worth a dollar, let's say 100 bucks for 200 bucks out of kayets, right? On amanas, let's say you say to him, you're going to sell him it for more money on the condition that he doesn't pay until the summer, as long as that he agrees to the following stipulation if something happens to the barrel of wine. So then what do you call it? What do you call it? It is a responsibility, what do you call it? Until the purchaser sells it. Then harizim butter. Then it's that's permitted to do. Shim abdo nishbra because if it gets lost, it's broken. Ain't no mishan klum. Then the purchaser doesn't have to pay anything at all. Then lo matzal machra, right? And if he can't find anyone to purchase it, or arbiach, but to make money off of it, then hayalul hazir lebaylam. Then he should return it back. He can return it back to the owners. So too v'chinim machlo b'shlayim. Let's say he sold wine for 2 bucks. Ramelo hayeser al shnayim yescharecha. And he says to him, any more than 2 bucks can be your profit. Bishvil she'atam etap al machra. Because you're involving to sell this, and if you can't find someone to sell it as you want, return it to me. That's permitted. Even though technically speaking, it got lost or stolen or turned to vinegar, it would end up what they call it, being the responsibility of the purchaser. Sorry about that. Let's say what do you call it, a person has produce. That what do you call it? Let's say based on the market value, it's worth about $10. What do you call it? And that's what he's what do you call it? Looking to do. Then tava osan alokeach with no son. But let's say the purchaser wants to buy it. V'tenamos miyad yiknos on. If the purchaser wants to buy it, he would have to do it for 12. Let's say in such a case, I raise a mutlamachar. Then you could sell to him for 12. Ad yudbeis chodesh. What do you call it, to be paid over a 12-month period of time? Shafila hevizem osav atav yudveis, because even if he went ahead and brought the money right now, hayakonos yudveis, if he brought 12 dinar now, hayakonos, and he could purchase it for kol kiyotze bazeh. Also liknos pri hapardes konum shiyigmar bispashal. You cannot actually buy fruit from a garden prior to it being ripe and ready to be basically processed. Because what are you doing? You're basically selling it for less, meaning it's worth $10 now, but it's going to be worth 20 bucks when it gets ripe. So we see that the increase is being given for the delay in actually, so to speak, delivering the final product. Let's say you purchased a calf for a small price. And on the condition that it remains in the owner's until it gets older, then it remains in mutter. That's permitted. Because if it dies or gets weak, it's considered in the domain of the purchaser. And becoming weak or dying is something a very common occurrence. Halacha Vav. One second. And no same also about the karam. Let's say a person gives money to the owner of a vineyard, halasrigi and balzmuro, so like the little vine branches, the kishi horsusha and biyoker, that they're going to, what do you call it, when they're going to be cut off, they're going to be worth a lot of money. Hukono samazol, and he branches them for cheap, ach yifshu, yichursu, and he buys them for cheap because he's going to wait until they dry out and fall off. So he has to go ahead and work the land around them, kishim mechubarim, when they're still attached, and imsa kakona ilan zmarosa, because it's as if he's buying a tree for its little branches. But he didn't. Nimsa ma'asallah. Then the land is like, excuse me, then the money is like a loan, fehin lochin bezol, and they are what they call purchasing it for a lower price, mipnei ha'kafa, because of the delayed delivery, and again, that is asr, that's prohibited. Halacha zayin, shomer sados. So, people, watchmen who are looking over fields, shinosalahem chitim besharan bezol minagarin. So let's say they're, what do you call it, what's their, how they're getting paid? They get paid based on wheat from the pile of grain. What do you call it? Because what they're getting paid is actually lower than, what they should, like the market value. So now when they go to the pile of grain to collect their wheat, so they have to perform some type of work at the pile. So this way they're going to be receiving the wheat at the end of the time for which they were actually hired for their job. If they didn't do this, then it's as if the payment for them is really considered like a loan. And now you're going to deal with interest issues because it's basically being paid for them in return for pushing off paying their wages until the harvest actually comes to that pile of grain. So these are sharecroppers, shahayu bali sados, what do you call it, so these are sharecroppers who are the owners of the fields who make them leave during the month of Nisan. Noslahim Arisan Bakalzera Homer Arba Sutin. And the sharecroppers will give the owners for say every portion of the field they're using to grow what do you call it, the X amount. Right? And let's say what do you call it, in such a case, the owner can let the sharecropper stay even until ER. And then take 6 days. That's considered, that's permitted. The ancient ribbis is not considered interest for the fact that he's staying longer. Let's say someone, purchases 4 sa'in of wheat for a seller. But that was the market price. Right, and he gives him the money. Now, when he comes to collect the wheat after a period of time, so what did he do? He increased the measure and gave him more. Why? Because he willingly gave him more. If he didn't want to give more, because there's no stipulation to require him to give him more to begin with. So a person who purchases a barrel of wine, he can give, he can pay money to the seller and give the following stipulation. If it turns into vinegar from this day until this day, you're responsible for it. But if it goes down or up in value, it's mine. Because once he accepted the lower amount, then it becomes what he called the situation of both gain and loss are possible. So too, a person can buy 100 bottles of wine for $1 each, but not in Tishrei, but not collect them until Tevis. So kushen not lung. And when he takes them, bodek, he checks them, machzir achomet, he can return the ones that turn the vinegar. And he can take the good wine. Shalok kamen elianto, because only bought from him good wine. Ve'ilu sheichmitza metchila. And the ones who were going to turn to vinegar to begin with were going to turn to vinegar. But he just didn't know it until a period of time. It had to actually happen, but it was always going to happen to those bottles. And a place where it's normal to rent out a boat, and to collect payment for that. Then Nishbra, what do you call it? And if the ship got, let's say, damaged, let's say the deal would be is that when the if the ship is damaged, The damages will be looked over, evaluated, and then some type of payment and reimbursement is made above whatever fee was being charged. That's permitted. It's also permissible to rent out like a pot made out of metal, and he can go ahead and receive on top of the payment any payment for the reduction in value due to the lowering of the weight of the object. Okay, so you can't accept something called son barzal, which we'll see what that is in 1 second, because that's considered durban and ribis. The case on him son barzal. So what is son barzal? Let's say he has 100 sheep. The kablam mimenu. He took upon himself responsibility taking care of them. Litapobahem. Viu agazos vavlodos vachelev emsa lishlish olarvia adshana or adshnasayim. So what's the condition? The condition is that any of the wool shearings that come off of it, or any of the offspring, or the milk, excuse me, the challah of the milk, that be split either, let's say, down the middle, or let's say one getting a third or fourth for a year or 2 years, commotion history of any, whatever stipulations they make. Then mesu atzon, if the sheep die, haray makabla mishalom to mayam. So then the shepherd must pay for restitution. Haray's asar, that's prohibited. Why? Sharei bal atzon, karav l'schar v'rachol klav said, because the owner of the sheep is most probably going to make money, and it's going to be very unlikely that he loses. The vigal therefore in keep a law on its own. So therefore, if the what they call owner of the sheep accepts this condition, im hukru o hoslu o im litrifu, that if they go up or down in value, or what do you call it, get attacked by animals, harim rishuso, that they are considered within his domain, then I reason mutra, that's permitted. Bechin kol chiyotze bezeh. Halacha yud gemo. Hasham para mechavero. So let's say a person is evaluating a cow from his friend, Barmelo, and he says to him, "Em beisahari ata alai v'shloshim dinar." Says if it dies, I accept responsibility for 30 bucks. Vani ela lecha sela b'chol chodesh, and I'll pay you a sela a month for the service. A mutra is permitted. L'fishelo asal mechayim damim el achar misa, because he did not establish this as the value of the animal when he was alive. He's actually talking about it after it is dead. Alach yedal. The woman's allowed to rent out a chicken to somebody else so that it can sit on its eggs until they hatch for, let's say, 2 chicks, and there's no issue of durban, no issue of interest. And finally, let's say a person owes someone else $4 of ribis, and he gave him something that's worth $5. When he takes interest from him, he takes five from him. Because basically what we say is that he received it as interest. Let's say the borrower gave the lender, let's say, a shirt or like a baseball card. So we take the kli out itself, and that actual shirt itself, the specific thing. Let's say instead of the $4 that's owed to him, he rented him property that's normally rented for three. Kusha Mosim Menu, Mosim Menu Arba. When you take it from him, you take four. Sharei Barba, Sachar Menu, Makom Zeshikibulav, because he rented it out for $4. And then it's Parakhes, and we'll continue with Parakhes next time.